Joining you right now,
a special guest,
Dennis House.
There he is, the one and only Dennis House. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Well, I'm just about the same as you, feeling good. And you got the next governor. Have you picked him out yet, or are you still trying?
Well, we're trying, of course. We've had, hold on one second. I'm just switching over to Bluetooth. I'm bringing my son to school, so I just want to, here we go. You should be able to hear me now. You got it?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay. So, yeah, we've been vetting the candidates, so to speak, all year long on Face the State. And last night we had a debate at the University of St. Joseph between the independent candidate, unaffiliated candidate, Oz Griebel, and the Democrat, Ned Lamont. Republican Bob Stefanowski did not attend this debate.
But he's going to be quite a part of this when it all comes down to the end. You wait and see.
Oh, absolutely, yes. He is taking part in the next four debates. And, of course, the big one is at UConn, the Jorgensen Theater, on September 26th. It'll be broadcast live on WFSB.
And what time is that going to be?
That is 7 o'clock, 7 to 8.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you, really, Dennis. Oh, by the way, how long? You know, this was back, oh, gosh, 3-4 weeks ago. Somebody bumped into me and said, have you seen Dennis House lately? I said, not lately. I said, but I see him from time to time. He says, how long has he been at Channel 3? And I didn't know, so I'm going to ask you, how long have you been at Channel 3 now?
I have been there 26 years. My anniversary was this past Friday, 26 years.
26 years. That's fabulous.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I love Channel 3, and it's my second family there. And I, you know, obviously I met my wife there, Kara, my longtime TV wife, Denise DeCenzo. We've got a great group of people there. So I'm very blessed to have had this job as long as I have.
What do you think about the candidates this year? You know, there's just something in me. I don't know what it is, but I think that there's going to be a surprise this year. I got a gut feeling. And I'm out a lot, just like you are, and I've talked with a lot of people. I think there's going to be a bit of a difference this year in the overall campaign. What do you think?
Well, there's tremendous dissatisfaction in our state right now. The Governor Malloy, has a very low approval rating, so people want change. Whether the Democrats can deliver that change by remaining in power, but with a new candidate, remember, Ned Lamont ran against Dan Malloy back in 2010, or if they want to go a different direction and have a Republican, an outsider, to be the next governor, if that remains to be seen, or perhaps they'll go the unaffiliated independent route.
But there's going to be, yep, I know where you're coming from. I think it's going to be very, very interesting, and I do think, Dennis, I don't know how you check it out, but I've met a lot of people, because I'm out a lot too, and boy, I want to tell you, they want a vote this time. Oh, I'm going to vote. They're right at it.
I think people are very concerned about the future of the state. You know, a lot of people I talk with are very concerned about the breakup of the generational family structure in Connecticut. By that I mean you used to live in your town and your kids would come back and live in the town and they would work in Hartford and New Haven or whatever the big city was nearby, and your parents were also there. So now those grandparents are moving to Florida, and the kids are taking jobs in Chicago or Washington or New York or Boston. And so a lot of people who are in their 50s and 60s now are seeing that their generations older and younger moving to other places, and they don't like it.
Well, Dennis, I tell you, you've done a good job, though. You really are on top of it. You know your news, and when you are in an area for quite a while, you get so used to the people, and the people get used to you. I feel like they're my family. I truly, truly do.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and we like to consider ourselves Connecticut's TV family. And a lot of great journalists came before me. In fact, one named Brad Davis, who did some great groundbreaking work in the 60s and 70s for Channel 3 when you were there. I love digging up your flashbacks of some of the groundbreaking stuff you did. In addition to the entertainment show that you hosted for many years, you also did some investigative stuff You looked into the busway. You looked into co-ed dorms, all sorts of things.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And it was an experience, and it still is. And, you know, from time to time, I would be kidding you if I didn't. I really, when I found out, I didn't know until yesterday that you were going to be here. I saw it on the chart, and I said, oh, Dennis House is coming by. And you've been by several times. Because you know something, Dennis? Yeah, we have competition, but we are in the same boat. We want to do the best for the people that are here. We want to get them the best interviews, and we want them to love the place like we love it.
Absolutely, yeah. We're one big Connecticut media organization, one big Connecticut media family, and so I think we all have similar goals to bring our viewers and listeners the best information possible.
Well, have yourself a good day, and we'll see you soon.
You too, my friend. It's always great talking with you.
Thank you. Dennis House, a good man. He is. He's a terrific, terrific reporter, and we worked together for many, many, many years.